Natural Living with Gary Null, exploring the nature and politics of medicine, health, nutrition, and the environment. And now your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, and I'd like to welcome you to the program. Today, I was going to start the first of a three-part series on my own independent investigative report on the crisis at WBAI and Pacifica. However, because I am still waiting today, in fact, I had hoped before going on the air to have three very important pieces of information from three different individuals, which has not been forthcoming, I will be doing the report on the next show, which is Monday. So my report will be on Monday, with or without those pieces of documentation. With it, it is corroboration of statements that people have made. In the sense of complete fairness and objectivity, please be aware that statements that you have heard on other programs, including here on BAI last night on a program that was made aware to me early this morning. I was doing a PBS fundraiser last night. I was called in an emergency and asked would I come on because WLIW was having a difficult time during this particular fundraiser. Unlike the larger Channel 13, which has a $150 million a year budget and their fundraising is only about, a 5% of that, the other stations around the country really live and die by their listener pledges. So I accommodated them and flew in early and helped them. I was on the air until 1 o'clock this morning. I didn't even get back to my apartment until after 2. And then I was flooded with information concerning my report. In statements such as, quote, it would be a subjective hatchet job with no scientific basis at all, or, quote, that I feel the dissidents should be ashamed of themselves, that, quote, that I made a lot of money from my premiums and fundraisings, and that because of that I should not be trusted to make an unbiased report. Or, according to a Steve Brown, that I had disparaged him in a comment about the debate, and he had suggested, quote, Gary never listens to BAI and has differences with many people at the station, which is why he doesn't broadcast from BAI, and is likely to reflect that in his report. And these are just some of the continuing ad nauseum attacks, which is fine. People have a freedom, Steve Brown included, or anyone else, to make as many disparaging, critical remarks as they wish. It does not impact upon reality. The reality is that my report, as you will hear, will be completely backed because I will make no statement on the air that I cannot support. And every statement from every person has been independently corroborated with that person from Bernard White and all the other people who I've spoken with. Out of fairness and respect for the truth, I have passed what I am going to say about them to them, asking them, is this an honest and fair statement of what you've said? If it is not, then of course I want to be corrected because I myself have been misstated and misquoted, and it does not feel good. And especially if someone has any agenda to take something out of context to make you look bad. The purpose of my report is not to make anyone look bad. It is to cause a healing, to bring sides together, to try to show facts in a more objective light than frequently what will be heard in some of the statements consistently made over the airwaves or over the internet. And I have reviewed more than 700 email communications, and I have taken the time to try to see what facts back these up. Where there are facts, they will be noted. Where there are not, they will be noted. In the end, it is for the listeners to decide whether or not they value this report. As to the idea that there would be any bias, for what purpose? I've been on the air at BAI longer than any other person, 24 years, 5 days a week, 24 years and 3 months to be exact. And I have seen a lot worse occur at this station. But because of respect for the gag rule, or the insistence that I honor the gag rule or be taken off the air, which has happened on numerous occasions to me, so much I have not said, but rather tried to work quietly to heal those wounds and to resolve conflict. I believe that we all want something in common. We want to see this station survive, represent the needs of the people who are generally underserved or not served at all, with a diversity of quality programming at professional standards that we could all be happy to listen to. As one person told me this morning, in fact, just about 20 minutes before airtime, sometimes programming on commercial and non-commercial radio is simply unlistenable. The difference is you have a right to listen or not to listen, and we have to judge for ourselves whether or not all the stations involved, and particularly this station, is making progress towards bringing its standards up to continue to serve the needs of what the original founder of Pacifica wanted. That's the object of the exercise. And just so you know also, because I won't be giving any of this information when I start my report, it'll be a straight report. Until this crisis, I had never spoken with a single member of the board, either the local board or national board, and I'd only had one meeting with any of the individuals involved together in my entire 24 years. I had no friendships except for one, and that was with Samori Marksman. And outside of that, I have no axe to grind with anyone. So it's not as if I like or dislike people or like their show or don't like their show, and I do listen to the radio. I listen every day. When I'm working, it's on. It's on in my office. And at night, since I do a lot of late night work, and even when I'm training, I'm on a verse climber, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I have the station on. Not that I agree or disagree with all the programming or think it's good or ungood or not good or professional or not professional. But it's a variety of opinions that I would not get anywhere else. And I very much respect that I can have that opportunity to turn on a radio and hear opinions, even if I disagree with them. I still believe that there should be forums. There's an absolute necessity to have forums where a diversity of opinions are offered. And to the idea that, oh, gee, I make the money off these premiums, let me, for the last time, put this in perspective for you. Every time there's a fundraising, I lose money. How so? I don't sell premiums to the station. In fact, if you were to ask the former station manager, Valerie Van Isler, for over the 60 memos I gave her, I pleaded with her, I begged her to do all she could never to have any of my premiums on the air. In fact, go back to 11 years ago, I was pitching with Stuart Hutchinson, who was a terrific pledge person, and I said, I don't believe that we should have to have premiums. I believe that if people support the meaning, purpose, and philosophy of the station, that they don't have to be motivated by some extra incentive or gift. This is not an infomercial where if you buy a set of knives, you suddenly get a house thrown in. You should support the station. And at that time, this is before Rosemary was a program, or Valerie's program director, station manager. There was a different station manager at the time. She said, I don't believe it's going to work. And I said, well, let's try it. And for 1 week, we tried it with no premiums. And it was a disaster. And I was told thereafter I would have to do premiums. So I said, go find me premiums. Get someone else's things. Because the pressure on me to come up with a new video, a new book, which in most cases, in 90% of the cases, never goes outside of BAI. the production time, the time it takes to create these, all from my side. And then the station goes to the publisher and says, we're going to use this, and generally the small publisher, like Seven Stories Press, and Seven Stories, because of the decency and the honor of its publisher, a remarkable human being, one of the great editors, the Maxwell Perkins of our time, he's unusual. He's a caring person. That's why he does a lot of non-commercial books. His name is Dan Simon. And he supports BAI at a loss, because what he gives the station the books at can't cover. And it also dilutes what he would do if he sold it in the marketplace. So, time and again, I've been told, Gary, there goes your royalties. I said, fine, no problem. At the end of it, after all said and done, what does the station sell? Oh, on a really good premium, maybe 300 bucks. Let me put it in perspective. When I go on Home Shopping Network, I'll sell 5,000 books in 20 minutes at full royalty. That's one appearance. My income derives from my success, which is hard-earned. And those critics should spend a day with me and see what it's like to work 20 hours, 24 hours. Counseling patients for free? Yes, never charging one. Donating time to the PBS effort, giving them programs. The programs you saw last night on PBS were donated free. In fact, the tapes were given. No profit. It's when I go before groups around the United States who care about the message I have and are willing to pay a reasonable fee for my time. And when I do receive my royalties from my books, and I've had many bestsellers, that's how I support my efforts. Now, there's one of two things you can do. You can either put the money in the bank and keep it for yourself, which you have every right to do, or you can decide that there are other issues that need to be explored and exposed. And how do you do that? Well, through documentaries, that's one way. Gulf War Syndrome, Age of Second Opinion, all of those 30 documentaries, every single penny I put up. Directed it, wrote it, produced it with an outstanding team of Roland Marconi and Valerie and others who have helped and assisted and been instrumental in it. We don't sell them. We give them free to non-commercial television stations. So it might take $300,000 or $400,000 per documentary, not including the time. But if someone's trying to besmirch you, they're going to look at anything and make misstatements because it serves their interest. And again, in a free society, you have a right to say anything, providing it's true. If it's not true, then you have to be held accountable for it. And that's why we should pay careful attention to how much truth there is in statements. You'll find that there are people on the air at BAI who are paid a salary. Producers are paid. Production values are paid. And I was not aware of this. In fact, I've been raising money for programs that I would not support. For individuals whose professional ethics I would question. Yet, I've never been paid a penny. Kind of ironic, since I'm the largest money maker for the station, have the largest audience. In fact, historically, look at the audience. At times, I've had as high as 80% of the total audience of the station. But my audience is an audience that's extremely diverse. And it's an audience who's conscientious on issues. By and large, the vast majority are people who simply want a better world and a better life for themselves. And so this is one forum that they feel they can gain something from. For those people who put out hit lists, and yes, there's a hit list out, and I'm on the hit list, and we are investigating this person right now, what do you possibly think you gain from this? For the people who broke into my office or came into my office and stole a tape, not the money, not the things of value, but a tape, a very important part of tape, my investigation, what do you think you would do? Derail my investigation? For the people who hacked into my computer and erased names and information I'd done, do you think I don't have a backup? Let me just tell you that there's been an enormous effort to harass, intimidate, and to derail this investigation. And it's one thing to not want the truth to come out. It's another thing to illegally try to engage in tactics from computer hacking to threats that the law does not allow. And let me assure you, there will be a day of reckoning for individuals who cross that boundary between free speech and free thought and use the force of intimidation and illegalities. I will not go into the details, but I will simply say that I am not deterred that on Monday the full report will come out in its first stage. And there are three stages because the investigation is ongoing. I've gone to Berkeley, I've gone to Los Angeles, and I've gone to Washington. I've done a lot of interviews.